This podcast, I'm going to be talking about atoms, elements bonding, the periodic table, and mercury, right after this short ad.
Did you hear about Bears Bears? We make it so you can adopt bears. So, head on down to Bears Bears in downtown Dirktopia, where you'll be greeted with friendly faces.
So, what is an atom? I'm sure at some point in our lives we've asked this question. Well, basically, an atom is made up of three things called subatomic particles. Those three things are protons, neutrons, and electrons. Electrons are negatively powered, and protons are positively powered. So, what makes an ion positive or negative? Well, when you are missing an electron or two, you have a positive charge, and when you have an extra electron or two, you have a negative charge. But what makes an atom stable? An atom is stable when the nucleus is balanced and does not contain a surplus of energy. And what makes an atom reactive is when there is more electrons on the outside of the atom. And atoms are built by having protons and neutrons in the center of the atom, while the electrons stay flying around the atom in cloud-type rings, going in a diagonal pattern. Those are usually the blue lines you see in pictures of atoms.
Have you or a loved one ever seen a dog being abused? Well, for just $1 a day, you can save these dogs and help them. Please call 303-555-DOGS, and you will be helping abused dogs.
The bonding of elements is an interesting process, and I have Professor Wanders here with me today to tell me about it. So, Mr. Wanders, how do elements bond?
Well, atoms have to go through the four stages, and after they go through those four stages, they can be in any one of these bonds. These three different bonds are the ionic, metallic, and covalent bonds.
And could you tell me about those bonds, please?
Sure. Okay. So let's say we take a positive sodium ion and a negative chloride ion. These two ions are strongly attracted to each other. They act like magnets to each other. This attraction is an ionic bond.
Okay, could you tell me about a metallic bond?
Actually, I can't. I just checked the time, and I have a doctor's appointment. I have to go, but I have this big book that has the stages of how elements bond, and it is a covalent. It has covalent and metallic bonds somewhere in it. Yep, here it is. Have fun.
Well, that wasn't supposed to happen, but I guess I can find it. Alright, stages. Oh, here is metallic bonds. It says that when metals share their pooled electrons, they bond. Huh, so that's how that works. Speaking of pooling, let's switch to stages of how atoms bond. So it says here that there are four stages of the element bond. And how they bond is they lose electrons, gain them, then they pool them, and then share them. So after that, I think we have one more bond. Ah, yes, the covalent bond. The covalent bond is when chemical bonds form between nonmetal atoms, and they share electrons. Okay, so that was a lot of information. So we'll take in even more right after this. Have you ever had McDonald's? Well, we are sorry that you have to digest their flash frozen food. Come to Wendy's, where we have freshly cooked, delicious, juicy meat served on the best bun. Okay, so we've talked about elements bonding, but who actually made the periodic table and figured out the elements? Dmitri Mendeleev is the father of the periodic table. He is the man that figured it all out. He put it all in order, and he put rows in there to show that the elements all have characteristics. But instead of calling them rows, he called them families or periods. But what does each row represent? Well, each row has its own significance they put in specific places because of how they react and look. But the periodic table doesn't just have rows, it also has columns. And each column is called a group. And they are called groups because the element in each group have the same number of electrons in the outer orbit. Each element in every group and family has atomic numbers. But what is an atomic number? The atomic number is the number of protons in the nucleus of an atom. which determines the chemical properties of an element and its place in the periodic table. And that was the periodic table. And now we will move on to elements, or in this case, an element. Because fun fact, the periodic table has more than 100 elements, and I'm not going to be talking about all of them. So I'm just going to focus on Mercury right now. So who found Mercury? Well, thanks to a website called ChemiCool, I figured out that we don't actually know who found it. Mercury has been known ever since 1500 BC. Ancient Egyptians and Chinese would use it. But now we use it for batteries, fluorescent lights, felt production, thermometers, and barometers. But how did we find it? Well, we found it in a 3,500-year-old Egyptian tomb. And mercury is not usually found in free in nature and is primarily obtained from mineral cinnabar. Spain and Italy produce that about half of the world's supply of mercury. The atomic number for mercury is 80 and the symbol is Hg. And after this ad, we'll talk about the family of mercury. This is the good life.
From lunch to dinner and even in between, value every moment together.
We got it all, we got it.
At Olive Garden.
So, Mercury is found in group 12, but what family is it in? Well, its family is transition metals, and some characteristics of mercury is that it's a dense, silvery-white, poisonous metal with a mirror-like appearance. It is the only common metal that is a liquid at room temperature. Okay, so this fact is actually very interesting. Does mercury bond? Well, mercury is the only metal that is a liquid at standard conditions for temperature and pressure. As a result, mercury forms weak bonds and is a liquid at room temperature. Mercury dissolves to form amalgams with gold, zinc, and many other metals. And that is how atoms become ions, how elements bond, who made the periodic table, and what mercury is. A special thanks to Professor Sam Wanders.